What's the kind of bush that makes your skin brush it, break out when you brush against
it? Oh, poison oak and poison ivy.
Right. What are the red berries that you eat with sugar and cream? You make shortcake with them.
Strawberries.
All right. What kind of berries, the kind of berries that have a rough surface? Some are red and some are black.
Blackberries? Raspberries? Raspberries, okay. Yes.
Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you'd say they are what?
Gallberry or
Well, what's the word you'd use to describe them? If they can kill you, they are called what kind of berries? Or what kind of anything that could kill you would be?
Poison.
Yes. What's the tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers? It blooms in flowering bushes that bloom in the late spring off in the mountains.
Oh, rhododendron and spirea. I mean, not spirea, but honeysuckle. What do we call that? Azalea.
Or would you say mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel. Mountain laurel.
Okay. What's the
mountain laurel? Mountain laurel was poison. It would kill animals.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We had that up in Gwinnett. On the river there and the mountains around at Gwinnett at Mountain Laurel.
I didn't know they were poisonous. They are beautiful. What is the large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers?
That has what?
Shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Oh, magnolia.
Yes. Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I'll have to ask my
mother, daddy.
Or, if she's married, she'll have to ask her
husband. Oh, ask her husband. Oh.
Yes. And a man would say, I must ask my
wife.
All right. A woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
Okay. The man whose son you are is called your what? Or the man whose daughter, in your case, you are, is called your what?
Mother.
No, the man.
Oh, the man, father?
Yes. What do you call your father?
In those days, I said papa.
And his wife is called your what?
My mother.
Yes.
I said mama, though.
You did, mama and papa.
Mama and papa.
I like
By
that.
The way, she called him Mr. and he called her Ms. He was 35 and she was 19, and they always called each other Mr. and Ms.
Isn't that sweet? I like that. Very respectful. Your father and mother together are called your what?
Parents.
All right. Your father's father is called your
grandfather.
Were there any more affectionate terms that children might use for their grandparents?
Granny and what would they call the grandfather?
Grandpa
instead of grandfather.
Grandpa,
but that would be a short for grandpa.
Okay.
Grandpa and grandma.
And yeah, are there any other terms for grandmother?
Granny, and I don't like it. I signed it sometimes. It's easy to write when I'm cards, and the children say granny, but I've never liked that. I think grandmother is so much sweeter.
I like that.
Some of my grandchildren say Barbara always says grandmother, but I think Jack's children say granny.
I like grandmother better too. Your sons and daughters are called your
grandchildren. Oh, your children.
Yes. Any other names other than children?
Daughters and sons.
Mm-hmm. If you have a pet name for a child, you say he's a cute little
rascal.
Okay. What is this something on wheels you put a baby in and it lies down in?
Carriage.
Uh-huh. Fill in the blank. Put the baby in the carriage and go out and
stroll.
All